My name is Paul Moyse, President of the Canadian Union of Public Employees. We represent 530,000 public employees across Canada from coast to coast, including hospital employees, union members here in British Columbia. We're here to pledge the full financial, physical, and research support of QP National for this struggle that's set to begin here in British Columbia, and to support the other healthcare unions represented here today and those not represented here today. I've returned this past Tuesday from Newfoundland and Labrador, where we are in day 22 of a province-wide provincial government employee, healthcare worker, school board worker strike, and the conditions here in British Columbia, arguably on the healthcare front, are worse than they are in Newfoundland and Labrador. I just came from the Hyatt Hotel, where housekeeping staff make a reasonable wage of $15.50 an hour. Similar work in some BC healthcare institutions have been devalued to the range of $11.50 an hour. That places you in British Columbia 26% below the national average. That privatization of the system has reaped chaos within the system, and it's one of the reasons we're in a very difficult round of bargaining and why we're making the announcement we are today. Job action, as Chris said, is not taken lightly by any worker here in British Columbia or anywhere across Canada, but job action is required. It's not to create chaos within the healthcare system. Frankly, it's to create order out of the chaos that's been created by government restraint. We call upon Premier Campbell to quit the choking of the funding of healthcare here in British Columbia. He can't, with any integrity, join other premiers in Canada calling for federal infusion of healthcare funding while he chokes the system here in British Columbia. And healthcare workers have had enough of the threats of layoff, of concessions, of rolling back the clock according to the Canadian Centre for Policy Alternatives, 30 years in terms of purchasing power of women and men in the healthcare system, and this job action isn't taken lightly. So we will stand steadfast with hospital employees, union members, and all unionized healthcare workers as we proceed into the next phase of the bargaining process. Like Chris Hallnut said a moment ago, it is possible to resolve any round of collective bargaining discussions through goodwill and through putting the interests of the system first and the women and men that work within the system. If that doesn't happen in the hours and days ahead, we will do what's necessary to bring our issue to the public, and job action on behalf of healthcare workers in British Columbia will be about what kind of system we provide to the citizens that we serve and what kind of jobs we represent for workers who provide those essential services. It's now my privilege to turn over the microphone to Jim Sinclair.